This is New York Game Day with Anita Marks and Chris Canty on 98.7 ESPN.
Christian Okoya, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare. Christian, so great to have you on the show. It's so good to hear your voice. That nickname, I'm curious. Did you love it? Did you hate it? How often is it still used? Talk about that nickname that you were given.
I didn't mind it. I was kind of surprised, but then I got used to it. You know, so, hey, it fits the way I played the game. I kind of like it.
There you go. All right, let's dive into this Kansas City game. Going up against the Bills, again, number one favorite coming in. I've got some concerns about Patrick Mahomes' toe, Christian. I really do, and I think that's going to kind of limit this offense that we've seen him so magically execute week in and week out. Your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes? Do you have a concern in regard to his injured toe?
Yes, I do have concern, but when the game starts, I think also that if he stays on the field long enough, he'll be okay. But the problem comes when he stands on the sideline and then comes back on the field. You know, that's when the toe, the pain kind of increases, because I've been in that position before. Having a tough toe jammed in your toe is extremely painful. There's no amount of pain medication that will give you, that will put it down. So that's going to bother him. You know, it depends on how he manages that. But it will help when they have a long drive, like 10 or 15 play drives, that will help him a great deal.
Christian, when these two teams met up in week 6, the Bills defense played a lot of two shell looks, and they were content with letting Kansas City run the ball, and that happened to be the Chiefs' season high in terms of rushing output. Do you anticipate that same game plan for the Buffalo Bills, or will they throw some more wrinkles at this Chiefs offense?
You know, the more we run the ball, the better we are, no matter how the Bills will defend the run. In any game, if you don't run the ball, you're in trouble. So they have to run the ball. Even if they average 2 yards per carry, they have to run the ball, to kind of give the offense a change of pace. So, I mean, we're going to throw the ball. We have Patrick Mahomes, so we're going to have those throws that look like runs. Short passes that look like runs. But running the ball is going to be one of the things that we do. And Le'Veon Bell is not feeling all that 100%. And Clyde is not 100%. So we have another running back who can fill in the gap. And I think we're going to be ready for it.
Christian, I got a question. I love watching you play, your style, your toughness. How do you think you'd fit in today if you were the starting running back for that Chief offense? How do you think Coach Reed would deploy you with Patrick Mahomes and all these other weapons?
Are you kidding me? These guys don't tackle anymore, man. They don't tackle. I mean, these guys don't tackle. I mean, they do arm tackles here and there. Watching Derrick Henry run over 2,000 yards, I was talking to Eric Dickerson, who is a good friend of mine. He says, man, if I was running today, it would be like 4,000 yards. You know, we're talking about the tackling, and they don't practice. That's the thing. They don't practice. When we play, we practice 3 hours a day, tackling is one of those things that kind of live in the game in defenses. So, they can't tackle a big running back today.
Again, Christian Okoya joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Christian, obviously whenever we talk about Kansas City, we always talk about how great their offense is because of Patrick Mahomes and just how fun it is to watch him play. But defensively, Steve Spagnuolo is a dear friend of mine. Of course, Chris knows him very well, Chris's time with the Giants. Very disappointing that this is a Kansas City defense, worst in the league in the red zone. Worst in the league, 32nd. Teams are scoring touchdowns on 75% of their offensive drives. With that being said, I think, and I'm calling it the flip of the switch, We typically see a Kansas City Chiefs team being hunted all game long, teams trying to catch up to them with them putting up points at will. I think the switch is going to be flipped here. I think the Kansas City Chiefs will become the hunters as opposed to the hunted this game. Do you think I'm right? Do you think I'm wrong? Your thoughts on this Kansas City Chiefs defense?
I think you're right. I mean, the thing is, when it counts, our defense, you know, they step up. If you watch last year during the AFC Championship game, they played extremely well toward the end there in the red zone as well. So I think the same thing is going to happen this year. They will tighten up. But you're right. I kind of cringe or stop watching the TV or the game every time the opponents get in the red zone. We didn't play very well. Right in 32nd, it's not good. But they should right all the wrong today. They should all tighten up because this is a very, very important game going against a very improved team in the Bills. So they should play well today, and I hope they play well, and I think they will.
Christian, the last couple of off seasons, Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy has been a hot name in those hiring cycles, but to yet he hadn't had the opportunity to be hired as a head coach. Your thoughts on him not getting a job to be a head man somewhere and the overall lack of diversity when it comes to head coaches in the National Football League?
You know, this is what me and my friends would talk about all the time, and it doesn't look like it's going to change in the NFL. You know, diversity is one of those things. You have, what's the percentage, about 70-80% African-Americans playing in the NFL, mm-hmm. and only a handful head coaches and GMs. I was happy to see, I can't remember his name, that went to Redskins the other day, a few days ago, as the GM.
Martin Mayhew, yep.
Yes, that's an improvement. But we talk about it all the time. Every time I get together with my friends, that's one of those things that is still going on. And Eric Bieniemy, I hope and pray that he gets his chance because that guy is a very smart coach. You know, I've seen him at work and I've seen him in the classrooms talking to players, and he's very good with players. And Mahomes loves him. He loves him. Andy Reid loves him, and Andy Reid is a huge cheerleader for him too. And I'm praying for him that he gets it because he's going to be a very, very a good coach for whoever he's going to coach.
Christian, so great having you join the show. It's so great to hear your voice, and thank you so much for spending some time with us on this Sunday morning, my friend. Thank you very much. Enjoy the game later on this afternoon.
Thank you, Anita, Chris, Mike. God bless you all. Go Chiefs!
This is New York Game Day with Anita Marks and Chris Canty on 98.7 ESPN.